We're chazring Mishnah, Perkafe Mishnah Gimel. Perkafe Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, Midos Yayin, Veshemin, Vezemel Listera, Umisnen Shalchardel. Measurements of wine, oil, Zemel Listera utensils that are used to measure wine, oil, and a utensil that has two ends. One end has a fork, one end has a spoon. Umisanenes Shalchardel, and a Misanenes is a strainer. A strainer of chardel, and a filter for wine. Yayin, yesh lohen acharayim, they have an outside and an inside. Divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Meir, ein lohen, they do not have an outside and inside. It's all the same. It's all the same. If tumah makes contact with any portion, automatically the tumah spreads to the entire utensil. Rabbi Shimon says yesh lohen. Rabbi Shimon says, "Yesh lohem nitmu me'achareyem." So, what is the difference in Rabbi Shimon and the Chum that we have yet to see? Nitmu me'achareyem, masha b'sechem tar. They have an outside and an inside. Therefore, if they become tummy on the outside, the inside is tar. But tzarch lahatbil, but you still need to be immersed in the mikvah. Now, all this we do not know what it means. We just know the basics. We've learned pictures, but we do not yet learn the Rav. And the Rav obviously is going to add a lot of bayor into this very difficult Mishnah. Zoymolistera. Never forget the Zoymolistera.
Right.
Okay, this is a very big Yisrael. This is a lot of Seder Satara.
There's a lot of cases with the Zoymolistera.
It's very Kabbalistic. What the Zoymolistera represents, it's a Kabbalistic concept. And that in this world, this utensil is one of the spiritual utensils.
Yeah.
On one end there's a fork, the other end there's a spoon. Okay?
What makes it Kabbalistic?
What it represents.
What does it represent?
I don't know. But the Zaymolistra, it's very symbolic. The Zaymolistra, okay, so it says over here, Kli Shiroi Shiroi Echad Kaf, one end is a spoon, one end is like this, Shiroi Shiroi Echad Kaf, the Roi Shiroi Acher Mazlik, the other end is a Mazlik, is a fork. Is a fork. The Kaf Malin by Marok Min HaKadera, and the Kaf you bring up the Marok, the delicious soup. Okay, so on one hand is this morok, this soup. Soup comes up on one end, and the other hand is a fork. The kaf malin by morok, we don't make it there. We need like malin by basa, we pick a basa. Rabbi Huda says, "Ein lechem." Rabbi says, "No, there's no lechem. There's no tech of chayim. Acharayim. There's no such thing as an outside and an inside. It makes no difference if tumah comes in contact with any portion of the utensil. It automatically the utensil becomes tummy. According to the sheet of the chachamim, according to the Tanakhama, there is an outside and an inside. If tumah comes in contact with the outside, like in this case, right, the outside means that you turn upside down. This is right side up. Right side means everything over here on top is called the inside, and everything over here on the back side is called the acharayim. Yeah." So that's according to the Shita of the Tanakhama, if tumah comes in contact with the outside, the tumah is contained. That was your vocabulary word. The tumah was contained. But if the tumah goes on the inside, then the tumah spreads from the inside to the outside. All of these utensils have a chakak, base moishav. They have a hollow on the foundation. Ke'ein she'osim l'chli kes, like we make for kli chasef, l'ponim she'kofeyu al piv. Sometimes we turn them upside down. U'mishtamish b'chakak she'be'acharav. Sometimes we turn upside down and we make use of the inside of the utensil. Good. Okay, so that's machlokes. Is this significant enough that when you turn upside down, this is still called acharayim b'toach? According to the Tanakhama, it is significant. This is the inside. That's the outside. The nafkamina is if tumah comes in contact with the outside, it does not spread to the inside. And according to the opinion of the chachamim, there is no difference. Rabbi Shimon Oimer Yesh Lohen. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. There is. What do we mean? There is yesh lohem l'inyan ma'ash abusech ha'kli yesh lohem din achrayim v'teich. What is inside the kli, there is achrayim v'teich. Shemitmu achrayav. Rabbi Shimon says yesh lohem l'inyan ma'ash abusech ha'kli yesh lohem din achrayim v'teich. She'im nitmu achrayav loy nitmu ma'ash abusech ha'kli. Rabbi Shimon says, no, Lin Mash of Secha Kli Yeshlam Dinachraim, Toyach Shim Nitmu Hacharav, Loy Nitmu Mash of Secha. Avulin Akli Atzmoy, Ein Chilad Din Acharav Mit Wodisis. Now, we're coming to explain at this point, what is Rabbi Shimon saying? Rabbi Shimon Amir Yeshlohen. What, how is he different than the Tanakama? Lin Mash of Secha Kli Yeshlam Dinachraim, Toyach. Shim nitmu achorav, loy nitmu ma'ashev esrech akli, aval inyin akli atzmoy ein chilek b'idin achorav m'idin atoichay. Shim nitmu achorav, tzorech lahat b'les kol as a kula kilu nitmu atoichay v'alochav yud. I don't know what he's saying, I'm not sure clue. Rabbi Shimon Amir yilinyin ma'ashev esrech akli, what's inside the kli. Yeish l'dun achorayim v'toich, shim nitmu achorav, loy nitmu ma'ashev esrech akli. Alin akli atzma hay ez chilek, ein chilek. Din achoyrav midin atoicha shemit mu achoyrav tzoch latlos kuloi kilu din mu kuloi achoyrav Rabbi Yehuda yistalu mameila demay the kamer b'shem in the tzoch lahatpil. Halacha he. Okay, so I think I got what he means. This is what he means. Saying a new chilek. He's saying like this. Let's say we have food inside. Let's say, for example, there's food. There's food inside. I put inside a cherry, or a piece of bread, and then tumah comes in contact with the outside. So, according to Rabbi Shimon, does the food on the other side? Let's say I glue. Let's say I take some. I take some food and I glue it to the floor. Okay, then I turn it upside down. Right? Yeah. Well, here you have like a toich, right? I put food inside. Turn it upside down. Should I try it? You don't want to do that, right? I turn upside down. And then tumah comes in contact with the outside.
Okay.
So what happens to the food? So he's saying over here, the food does not become tummy. Okay. Why doesn't the food become tummy?
No idea.
Because since we give it a status of achoyrayim v'toich, we differentiate between the inside and the outside. Since the tumor came in contact with the outside, the tumor does not spread to the inside. So the food that is glued to the inside is not affected when tumor comes in contact with the outside, because there's a difference between the inside and the outside. We agree to the principle of the Chachamim that there's something called an achorayim and a toich. But, big but, what's the big but? But that's only true with regard to the contents of the utensil. But with regard to the utensil itself, the tumah is not contained. The utensil becomes tummy inside and outside. My nafkamina, you have to be toivel the utensil. The utensil becomes tummy. He's drawing a very fine line. There must be some more differences, but that's what it says. Look at the old Mishnah again. Midos yayin v'shemen v'zembelitzrum and the sanemis shalchardol m'shemesh shal yayin yeish lachem achrayim v'tech in ganzen. Divrei Rabbi Meir, completely. What do you mean completely? It means it doesn't make a difference if there's food inside, there's no food inside. If tumah comes in contact with the outside, it is contained. The utensil itself.
Rabbi Meir is
a Tanakama. The utensil itself does not become tummy. You do not need to immerse the utensil in the mikvah, because what has become tummy? The inside has become tummy, but not the outside has become tummy, and the tumah on the outside does not spread to the inside. So the male is no problem whatsoever. Rabbi Yehuda and Mary Elohim, no, there's nothing. There's absolutely no difference. The inside, the outside, the tumah comes in contact with one part of the table, with one part of the utensil. Everything automatically becomes tummy. This makes no difference. The food, the contents of the utensil, the utensil itself, everything becomes tummy 100%. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yesh Lohen means the toich. The contents, according to the rabbi, is coming to differentiate between the utensil and stuff of the contents. So the contents, if the outside becomes tamei, the inside of the utensil, the contents do not become tamei. But nitmu me'acholehem ma shebesoichon, meaning what he explains. Yesh lachem, what does that mean? Nitmu me'acholehem ma shebesoichon tohor, but that's only the contents, the tzorich lahartel, the utensil itself. Got it?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Contents is what do you call it?
Tamei.
But the stuff.
No, the content is not tamei. The contents are not tamei, but the utensil itself is tamei. Well, why nafkamin? I don't know. What would nafkamin? So, what does that mean now? Do you have to be tabled for the future? That's what the story of Yudah Mera. Is there a Shimon? Is there a Shimon? We explain what it means. Rabbi Shimon. We never do this. Three opinions.
Right.
A mayor, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Shimon. A mayor. Yesh loy din acharayim v'toich. V'im nitmu acharav toichoy tohor. The inside is tar. L'fi shashimush b'acharya kli b'mazleg hinoy tofel l'kli v'nechshav acharayim. It's the outside. Rabbi Huda, ein lechiluk bein acharayim l'toich. It's all the zelba zach. V'im nitmu acharav nitmu toichoy. L'fi shayesh b'shkibol v'shimush gam b'acharya kli m'mizlog. Now you come to Rabbi Shimon, he's in the middle. In nitma choyrav nitma toichai betzach tefila k'Rabbi Yehuda, aval loy nitma masha b'seichai k'Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shimon is a compromise between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Understand?
So what's Tamei Cohen say, Rabbi Shimon? Im nitmu
acharav, the utensil itself, the walls of the utensil. Im nitmu acharav, the outside of the utensil becomes tamei. Nitmu toicha, the inside becomes tamei. The kaisel v'tzach tefila, and you have to be toivel. The utensil, the walls of the utensil are tamei. V'tzach tefila. Like who? Like no, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says there's no difference the outside and the inside. When the outside becomes something, it becomes something. Rabbi Yehuda,
the contents. Can the contents not be tummy if the walls are tummy?
Because that's where Rabbi Shimon comes to agree with Rabbi Meir. He holds, he's like a pshar. He holds that.
Did Rabbi Meir say anything about what stuff that was inside?
Both, everything. Not only is the stuff inside, even the walls of the utensil are separate from the stuff inside. Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that they're completely separate.
Rabbi holds that the back and the front are completely separate.
Completely separate.
Right, but he never talked about the stuff, the food.
He never spoke about, no, that's a given. It's a kol shekein. It's a kal v'chomer.
Okay.
Rabbi Yeish loy din acharayim v'toich v'im din v'achodav
v'toich
He's making a compromise with regard to the food.
F-O-O-D.
Then there is, with regard to the food, then there's going to be a difference between there's something called an acharayim and there's a toich. But with regard to the utensil itself, there's no difference. The utensil itself is the zel bezach.
Okay?
You got it?
I got it.
Is it clear?
Clear as a bell.
Nidois, yayin, v'shemen, utensils that are used to measure wine and oil. The zoyma listra, and zoyma listra is this utensil which has the acharayim, the ikar part.
Very mystical thing.
Each part is the acharayim versus the toich.
Kabbalah in this thing.
There is acharayim v'toich. Acharayim v'toich. Nidois yirishach v'zoyma listra u'mesner shel chardel, a strain of a chardel strain similar to the. Here's a zelbazach. Here it is. The misaneh shel chardel. You can turn upside down. Same way you can turn this upside down, you can turn this upside down. Umishamer shel yayin and a sieve, a filter for wine. Yesh lohen achorayim v'toich. An outside and inside. Divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Meir. Ein lohem. No, there's no difference. If one part becomes tamei, automatically the other part becomes tamei. Rabbi Shimon Meir, it depends. Yesh lohen. There is, with regard to nitmu me acharehen, masha b'soichon tar. If the outside becomes tamei, nitmu me acharehen, masha b'soichon tohor. The contents.
The food.
Because then we're going to say the tumah from the outside does not spread to the inside. But the utensil, it's permeated with tumah.
Permeated. So not just tumah, but permeated.
Permeated. With sarich lahatvil, you must immerse the utensil in the ritual bath.
Correct. Okay,
right. Okay. Mishnah dal. Now, new types of utensils, new types of measuring utensils. Do we have any pictures? Soon, yeah, we do. Haroveya v'chatzir, Haroveya means a quarter of a calf. Quarter of a calf, right? The chatzir of a half a calf. An eighth of a calf. A half of a quarter. Okay. Nitma haroveya, nitma haroveya, loy nitma chatzir. Oh, so saying it's a utensil which has two parts. Here we can see. Here we have a utensil. This is the roiva, and that's the chatzir roiva. You see, it's a special type of utensil which has two compartments.
It brings me to the old city, the Roiva.
What's the old city?
The old city, the Jewish quarter. They call it the Roiva.
No, that's why, because there
Roiva means quarter.
Quarter.
So the Jewish quarter is called the Roiva.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, so we have here the Roiva and the Chatzir Roiva. So what does this become? Whatever this is. So this is this is the Chatzir Roiva and this is the Roiva. No, I'm saying this is the Roiva, this is the Roiva, and this is the Chatzi Roiva. So Roiva v'chatzi Roiva, ha-Roiva v'chatzi ha-Roiva, nitmo ha-Roiva, loy nitmo chatzi Roiva. The Roiva becomes Tamei. The Roiva becomes Tamei, loy nitmo chatzi ha-Roiva. They're independent. If one portion becomes Tamei, the other portion does not become Tamei. Since the Chatzi Haroiva serves as a back, an outside Haroiva, how could it be? Kli Shnitma Toichoi Loiditma Achoyrav? It should be, in other words, question is, this utensil, this chatzi, is the outside of this. So the rule is, if something becomes tummy on the inside, the tumma spreads to the outside. Right? Everyone agrees to that principle. Everyone agrees that if tumma comes in contact on the inside of the utensil, the outside becomes tummy as well. Right? If you put tumma on the inside, the outside becomes tummy.
Right.
So being that the chatzi roiva is the outside of the roiva, so it should be that when tumma goes on the roiva, the chatzi roiva should also become tamei.
Not really the teich. This is a separate part.
But they're connected. They're connected.
Yeah, but it's not like the
inside. There are consequences. Oy l'rosha, oy l'shcheinai. Toiv l'tzadik, toiv l'shcheinai. That's life, right? You are affiliated. You are affected by your fair friends. Well, why do you think I associate with you? I want the good name of Aryeh Roth.
Uh-oh.
To protect me.
Okay.
So the roiva, if tumma goes inside here, so we should say that since this portion, the chatzi roiva, is connected to this portion, the tumma of the roiva should extend to the chatzi roiva. But the Mishnah says that they're independent. If this part becomes tummy, this part does not become tummy. Okay, so that's the kasha. Haroiva, lachatzi haroiva, nitma haroiva, loy nitma chatzi haroiva. If the roiva becomes tummy, the chatzi does not become tummy. Nitma chatzi haroiva, loy nitma. So they do not. Haroiva, lachatzi haroiva, nitma haroiva, loy nitma chatzi haroiva, nitma chatzi haroiva, loy nitma haroiva. Since the chatzi haroiva is achorayim loroiva, so we should say the principle kli shenitma toichoy loy nitma choyrav. Shouldn't we say the principle that the outer becomes tamei? Amar lohen. So he's responded. What's the response? What's the rebuttal? Amlohem shalkat. Amar lohen shalkat koydmen hi. What does that mean? Shalkat koydmen hi. What does that mean? Shalkat koybni. Oy shema haroiva achorayim lechatzi roiva. Kli shnitma choyrav loy nitmu toichoy. Okay, I have no idea. That's why we have to have pictures. Let's see over here. No, but it's not for this Mishnah. It's for the next Mishnah. Let's see anyway. Next Mishnah. Let's see the Rav. Horoiv v'chatzi roiva, k'goyin t'chatichas eitz ovo. Yeah, a piece of wood. A piece of wood that's thick. And it's long. Boy, and this thing, piece of wood, stay midos to a chatukos zoe. So you have two measurements that are carved out, each next one next to another. Echad one in machzekes roiva, v'echad machzekes chatzi roiva. One cavity holds a roiva, It's a piece of wood. You chisel out cavities. One cavity holds a roiva. Excuse me. One cavity holds a chatzi roiva. So, echad nafsa. Rabbi Yechaver nafsa chatzi roiva. V'doif nafsa bein zol zol. And there's a wood that's separated between one and the other. Kli shnit matoychoi. Kli shnit matoychoi. Bitmiya. That's where we got in the question mark. Right? So he said over here, question mark. Question mark, right? Bitmiya. Yeah. Is it not the outside of the river? Shalovoyas koidminhi. What is it? Kolachas mem loves. What's the saying? Another word over here. I'm going to give a halo b'chazir b'vachar 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 b'vachar. Okay, so we have a new word. This word shalkat in the Mishnah is being shown with the word shalovos. Shalovos koidminhi. Do you see that? He is exchanging the word kat with the word shalovos. Kol achas mehem lovso hakadima mechaveret. What is borrowed? It borrowed kolachas mehem lovso hakadima shel mechaveret kloima she'ein lachem kadima zo al zo. Neither of the two has kedima. Neither of the two has precedence over the other. Kashem sha'achas sha'ato imer shachatzi roiva achorayim l'roiva. Just like you admit that shachatzi roiva achorayim l'roiva came to him as shahoroiva. Let's say the roiva is achorayim l'chatzi roiva. The roiva is achorayim l'chatzi roiva. Shnitma roiva achorav shalchatzi roiva. Shnitma roiva achorav. The back of the chatzir roiva nitmu. The kitoy scoops of Tamilu 7 rows. In the previous row, I already answered to them the following. And what was the answer? Hashem Haroiva. Why don't we say that the roiva is achorayim for the chatzir roiva? Hashem Haroiva achorayim lechatzir roiva. Kli, and therefore kli shenitmu achorav. When the kli becomes tamei on the outside, lo nitmu toichoy. So therefore, when this becomes tamei, it's the achorav lo nitmu. So basically, what he's saying over here is. I'm so tired. I apologize to you. I just can't keep my eyes open. That's, I feel lethargic.
Maybe you should get one of these.
Maybe I should. The third of the Mishnah is we have two compartments. Right, the halacha is if tumah enters one part, the other part is tar. Okay, there's part one and part two. Roiva achatzi roiva. If tumah comes in this part, yeah.
Yeah.
Does the tumah spread to this part?
No.
If tumah comes in this part, does it spread to this part?
Yes.
No. The answer to both questions is no. Again, if tumah comes in this part, does it spread to this part?
No.
Comes in this part, does it spread to this part? No. So the question is why? Why not? Let us suggest that if tumah comes in this part, it should spread to this part because this part is the achirayim. This part is the back of this part. It's the achirayim. This is the toich, and that's the achirayim. So when tumah comes in the toich, the tumah should spread to the achirayim.
Right.
When tumah comes into this part, this is the toich, so the tumah should spread to the achirayim to this part. Let's say the tumah spreads from the toich to the achirayim. Yeah. Why don't we say that?
Which one is the toich, which is the achirayim?
That's the Gemara's answer. That's what the Mishnah says. The answer, you know why we don't say that in Tum? Because if you have one single utensil like this, and Tum goes on the inside, then it goes to the outside. But being that they're connected to each other, each one can be viewed as the Toich or the Acharayim. My Ulma Hai Mehai. Why should one be considered?
One compartment considered
the toich and the acharayim. If you have a standalone utensil, it goes into one part, okay. Right? If you have a standalone utensil, and Tumah goes into one part, and automatically then in a chanami, there's a tech and there's a charayim. But when you have two utensils back to back, what makes one utensil more significant than the other? Each one can be viewed as the acharayim of the other. Therefore, they both cancel each other out, and each one is considered to be the acharayim of the other. So when Tumah goes into one, it does not contaminate the other. Okay, so let's see. That's the Mishnah. So that's in the Mishnah. So let's see the Mishnah. We'll finish the Mishnah. Haroiva v'chatzi haroiva. It's a hard Mishnah. We have a roiva, kedis roiva, and we have a chatzi roiva. Nidma haroiva. If the roiva becomes tame, this becomes tame. Nidma haroiva. Loi nidma chatzi roiva. The tumah does not spread to the chatzi roiva. The roiva does not spread. Why not? If the roiva becomes tame, the roiva is the toich, and the chatzi roiva is the acharayim. And we have a principle that when the toich becomes tame, automatically the tumah spreads to the acharayim. Right? So we say becomes tamei. So we'll learn according to the Rav's second parish. This is an old question. The question you're asking me was already presented by the previous row of Talmidim. The Talmidim sat in Shurois. You're asking a question that was already presented by the cat, by the group of Talmidim who came before you in the previous shir. The other shir, they already asked this question. And you know what I told them? I told them, Oi, whoever told you that this is called the acharayim of this, maybe this is the toich and that's the acharayim. My ulmei hai mehai. My choses, the damcha, who told that your blood is redder than another person's blood? My choses. Oishema, say the other way around. Horoiva is the acharayim l'chatzi horoiva. Let us suggest that the roiva is the outside of the chatzi roiva. Oishema roiva chachem l'chatzi roiva. And memeila kol kli shritma achoyrav. So memeila. So therefore, we'll view this to be the outside of this. And therefore, the rule is that if tumah goes on the outside, it does not spread to the inside. Oishema. You got it? Clear?
Isabel.
Okay, next Mishnah. That's if you learn the word kat. Kat means a guv, talmidim, kabru, brood. So other girsu was shelovos. It's borrowed. Shelovos. I don't know, what is the exact word shelovos? It's borrowed. Kolachasem lovso. Hakdima mechaverta, borrowed. Each one is borrowing from the other. Today we consider this one to be the toich and this one to be the acham. Tomorrow we'll consider this one to be the acham and this one to be the toich. Each one is borrowing the status of toich and acharayim from their fellow. Okay, it's the same idea. It's part of the answer. According to the second interpretation, this is a kat koydivhi. This question was already asked by a kat, by a group of Talmidim who came before you. The second interpretation, the first interpretation is kat koydivhi lo levoy le vo shelovos koydivhi. Each wall is borrowing against the other. Today, I'll be the toich, and you'll be the acharayim. Tomorrow, you'll be the toich, I'll be the acharayim. It's a gilgul ha'choyza bi'olam.
I like that.
Okay, so each one is borrowing their status. And therefore, what is the rule? Since each one borrows their status from the other, today I'll be the Teich, you'll be the Acharayim, or you'll be the Teich Acharayim, they cancel each other out. Each one is not going to contaminate the other. Okay, so we learned a very beautiful Yisoy today. We learned the Yisoy to the Avivir, utensil, just two cavities, And normally we have a rule that if inside becomes tameh, the outside automatically becomes tameh, but that's only true when it's a standalone utensil. When you have two utensils back to back, we do not say that when tameh goes in one part, automatically the other part becomes tameh because it's the outside. Because whoever told you that the second utensil is the outside, you can maybe say that the second utensil, that's the inside, and this utensil is the outside. So it's considered the halach when the outside becomes tameh, it does not spread to the inside. The tameh is contained. Containment.
Okay, the word that I used, thank you. Thanks for using it again.
Okay, we're up to Mishnah Hay. Clear?
Yeah.
Mishnah Hay. Nidma Haroiva, the Rebbe became Tameh, Haroiva Achar of Tmein. The Rebbe became Tameh, the Roiva in the back is Tmein. Chatsi Haroiva, the Achar of Tameh, Chatsi Roiva, the Roiva, and then we'll see this part, but the Chatsi Roiva, the Achar of Tameh. This is elaboration of the previous Mishnah. Nidma Chatsi Roiva. Chatz Roiva v'achoy rav tmein, haroiv v'achoy rav tohirin. Nid v'achoy haroiva, v'achoy chatz rav tohirin. Devre meir. V'achoy rav tohirin say, ein chol kinez chaga bayin, chshu matbil, matbil, that's cooler. Now what does all that mean? Let's take a look at the picture of him first. Okay, we have the same thing as we had before. We had the same case we had before.
You have no time today.
I am.
So why don't you can I get you that coffee?
Why am I having a hard time today? No, I'm going to go downstairs.
We're going downstairs?
No, we have only 5 minutes. Okay. I can manage. What?
10 minutes.
Or 5 minutes. We have over here two parts of the utensil. Okay, part A, part B. Yeah. Okay? We have over here, we have a tumor goes on the inside. What happens on the outside? Achoyre haroveya, to the outside is tar.
Yeah.
Okay? Haroveya tar. Sar hadoifen am tsoy haprima l'roveya shush shaykh l'roiva taharehu tar. What's the case in nit muchat? The case going, the tumor goes on the inside here. It's going in the second case. Achoyre chatzereve tsmeyim. Midas chatzir reveya, nitmu midas chatzir reveya mitaycha, lacham oyvei hadoifen amtsoy nitmu im chatzir reveya, the thickness of the wall becomes some with chatzir reveya, lachain im yitm ha reveya, yitmu oyvei hadoifen imoy, sadoifen amtsoy hapoyne le reveya, shaykh le reveya, vahare yuktar. Okay, very simple. Yeah, we hear this utensil, yeah?
Yep.
What happens if tum goes inside the smaller portion? The chatzir reveya. So what happens? The chatzir reveya is tameh on the inside. What about the outside? Now, how many parts to the outside are there? Look, there's this part. There's this part, but you can't see. And there's this part. So all of that becomes tameh midin achrayim. Right? That's achrayim, achrayim, achrayim. But this, the other portion, is tar, because this is no shaychus. What about the wall of the utensil? Only on the inside it's tameh, not on the outside. That's the whole Mishnah. Now what happens if it becomes tameh on the outside? Here's the next picture of the Mishnah. The outside, here we have the utensil. Nafal mashka tameh al achori harveya. Let's say tumah goes on the outside of the utensil. Rabbi Meir rak achori harveya nitmeh, only the outside is tameh. Lachachamim kol achoria. Oh, here's the point we need. Lachachamim kol achoria kli tameim. Oyvi adayfen on tsoy gam hu tamei. Midin achorayim. Lachachamim achoria kli tameim. Oyvi adayfen on tsoy. The middle thickness is also tamei. Tamei midin achorayim. Why? Nira meir yeh oyvi adayfen tolu the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chaim. I'm not sure what that means. Basically, over here, we say a very chiddush that if tumah touches the outside, it touches over here, the tumah spreads all everywhere. The entire perimeter is tameh. Okay, and the entire perimeter is tameh. Even on the part that's in the smaller compartment. If tumah touches the outside of the utensil, the entire thing becomes tameh all the way around. Okay? So let's see inside the mishnah. Nitma ha roiva. If the roiva becomes tameh, right, that means on the inside, tumah has entered the inside of the utensil. Are you following me?
Mm-hmm.
You also seem a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You good? Nitma ha roiva. The roiva becomes tameh, ha roiva v'achar tameh. The roiva becomes tameh, ha roiva v'achar tameh. the roiva,
inside or the outside?
And the outside, the roiva. Tumah goes over here, the roiva, and the outside.
Where?
What?
Tumah goes where?
Inside.
Yeah.
Tumah enters
inside
this compartment. What becomes tummy?
Inside and outside.
What becomes tummy? We have a principle. If the Torah becomes tummy, the outside becomes tummy. The holy becomes tummy. But what's the out? Only not past the dotted line.
Right.
Only until the dotted line.
Right.
Anything on the left side of the dotted line remains...
Tahar.
Remains tar. What?
It's a squirrel running around.
Nitma haroiva, haroiva. If the roiva becomes tame, nitma haroiva. The roiva becomes tame, haroiva. The roiva, the achayav in the back, tameim. Chatzir roiva. If tum enters the chatzir roiva, chatzir roiva. It goes into the chatzir haroiva. But the chatzir haroiva, the achayav to hoirin, as tar. Nitma chatzir haroiva. Let's say the chatzir becomes tame. Chatzi haroiva v'acharav tameim. The tumah goes into here, so this becomes tameh. This becomes tameh. Nitma chatzi roiva. Chatzi roiva acharav tameim. But haroiva v'acharav are tohirin. The roiva and acharav are tar. Nitma achari haroiva. Let's say the outside, like in this case, nitma achari haroiva, achari chatzi haroiva tohirin divrei meir. Rameir says the tumah stops only until here, up to here. The Chavacham said, no, ain cholkin es ha-gabayin, we don't separate the outside, the gav, the outside.
The whole thing.
Once it becomes tummy, everything becomes tummy.
The whole thing.
When you matl it, matl it, you have to be terrible the entire thing. Okay? So that's pretty much the Mishnah. We have to do the Rav to explain the nuances of the Mishnah. Stop over here, okay? We want to do the Rav? It's short. It's a short year. Let's do the Rav, quickly. Haroiva v'achav tohoi meim. The roiva v'achav tumah goes nitma haroiva roiva. Haroiva hainu toichoi. V'achav of hainu hadafanu samakito sasaroiva mimchutz. Avul doifin doifin amavsik bein shneim b'chlal toichoi. Shel chatzi haroiva v'tor tzad v'tohor v'tor tzad sheklapi chatzi haroiva. The tzad on this side is tohor. Tumah goes in here.
Yeah.
So the inside wall is tummy only on the inside, but on the outside it's tar. The tar, sasha klapi chatzir reiva, v'chein kishnit machatzir reiva, same thing chatzir reiva, v'achav tzimein. V'chatzir reiva, hainu toichoi, v'achoy of the hainu adifanas hamakibas chatzir reiva, v'mchutz, v'doifin hamafsik tzad shel shel klapi reiva, v'chlal toichoi, shel reiva, and that is tar. Okay, so it's so far simple. Tumah goes in here, only the inside four walls are tame. The outside is tar, and even the outside wall on the inside, that part is also going to be tar. Zelbazach, when the tumah goes on the inside portion. Now, what happens when the tumah doesn't go on the inside, but the tumah goes on the outside? Okay, now we're going into a new case, tumah goes on the outside. Nitmu achoyre haroiva. Hainu defanas makivas mbuchutz. In chok nesagavayim. Hainu acharayim. V'chol acharayim tameim kishnitmu echem in acharayim. So according to the Chachomim, when tumah goes on the outside, the tumah goes to the entire outside. We're not mafsik. There is no differentiation. And when you toil matul eskuloi, you matul roiva, v'chatzi roiva, v'in loch rabbi meir, we don't pass like rabbi meir. We don't pass like rabbi meir, we pass like the Chachomim. Okay, the din dayfin am tsayim mefurish level separate base. We already learned discussing the compartment you test. Divir Rav Yochanan Menuri, Divir Rav Yochanan Menuri, Yomer. Cholkin es ovio hamisham shatam etam hamisham shatar etar. Remember that? That was back in the first Bava Kama. This concept that the wall on the inside is tameh, on the outside is tar, was already taught back in the Leilim Masechta. That when there's tumah in one compartment, the tumah does not spread to the other compartment. Okay, so let's chaz the Mishnah. We're done. Nitma haroiva, tumah goes in the roiva, haroiva v'achayav tameim. So the roiva,
the whole thing,
but not that part. Chatzi haroiva, tumah goes in the inside. Chatzi haroiva, that's part of the continuation. But nitma haroiva, haroiva v'achayav tameim. But the chatzi haroiva v'achayav tohoirin. Nitma chatzi haroiva, chatzi haroiva v'achayav tameim. But haroiva achoyrov tohoirin. What happens instead of going on the inside, it goes on the outside. Tumah touches the outside. Nidma Choyri Harev, on the outside. Choyri Chatzarev, this portion is Tahar. It only goes until the dotted line. Say no, ain't Cholkin is Sagabai. Mela, Hashahu Matmil Matmil is Kula. You have to be told the Gans is Achvav. What does Vav say? What is the Cheshavav? Where is Vav Kula? Asan Lareisha. Even Lareisha means even according to the Chachamim. Even according to the Chum that we separate between this and this, you have to be tovel the whole thing. No matter when you tovel it, the only way to be tovel is the entire thing. Whole thing has to be immersed. Even if you learn that it does not spread, you have to be tovel the gan tzach in one shot to be mitaret. That's the only way you mitaret. Okay, we're up to Mishnah Vav. 3 Mishnayos today.